Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we have not sent you but as mercy to the worlds. Assalamu alaikum and a very warm welcome to the program Like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Ancient scriptures, sociological traditions, or guides in the way to righteousness have no example to show that in a short span of just 23 years, the most ignorant and barbaric people become the teachers, most civilized and well-mannered people on the earth. The world truly can't present any other example of this miraculous success. And this was because of Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified family, whose way of life shaped the lives of millions of Muslims around the world and continues to inspire billions and trillions around the world even today. We talked about how merciful he was towards the children, and now we were talking about how nice, how kind, and how compassionate Prophet, peace be upon him, was towards the orphans.
My heart is so full of longing. I wish to be close to my beloved. I dream to walk in the streets of Medina and to quench the thirst of my spirit by visiting you, O Muhammad.
As-salamu alayka ya, ya Rasulullah.
There was a man who complained to the Messenger of Allah of having a heart as hard as stone. Prophet, peace be upon him, and his purified family recommended the man to show affection to the orphans and feed the poor. And well, that's what Islam teaches us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been talking about in Holy Quran as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ma'un, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, أَرَيْتَ الَّذِي يُقَذِّبُ الدِّينَ. Have you seen the one who denies the final judgment? فَذَلِكَ الَّذِي يَدْعُ الْيَتِيمَ. The one who repulses the orphan and does not encourage the feeding of the poor. So woe to those hypocrites who pray. Well, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to say in this surah to us is that if we are praying, but at the same time we are repulsing the orphans, we should be reconsidering our faith. We should be having a look within ourselves. There's something really wrong with our iman. Allah does not want such musallin. Allah does not want such human beings who pray and repulse the orphans. He says, woe to them. And that's so unfortunate. Well, we'll be discussing more on that after a short break. Stay tuned.
النبي صلوا عليه صلوات الله عليه كلكم قولوا سوا صلوات الله عليه
النبي صلوا عليه
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Well, we have been talking about the compassionate behavior of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family, towards the orphans. And as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's brought up by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he knows how to behave with the orphans. So we as Muslims must take a leaf out of the treatment of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam towards the orphans and treat them fairly. And wherever one sees the orphans being oppressed, a Muslim should raise voice for it and stop it from being happening. Well, that's not all. Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, has been merciful to women as well. Women in those days of Arabia who were buried alive, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, would stand up in the honor of his daughter Fatima al-Zahra, salamullah alayha. Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family, was very kind and affectionate towards women. He was very caring of the rights of the women and commended his followers to give special treatment to women by giving them respect and equal rights that they ought to have. Women in those times were very badly treated. The noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave them honor and dignity at par with men in the community. His companions report, "We do not have much regard for women while we were at Mecca, but they were better treated in Medina because Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam established women's rights through his sayings and commandments, which improved the position and status of women in that time and even today. Through his teachings and the practical life he has shown to us, show us a lot how to be treating women." Well, we'll be discussing more on that after a short break. Stay tuned.
Ya Nabi salam alayka, Ya Rasul salam alayka, Ya Habib salam alayka, Salawatullah alayka. Ya Nabi salam alayka, Ya Rasul salam alayka, Ya Habib salam alayka, Salawatullah alayka.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We were talking about the merciful behavior of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had towards the children, towards the orphans, and now towards the women. In one of the hadiths, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "A believing man should not hate a believing woman. If he dislikes one of her characteristics, he will be pleased with another." In another hadith, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "I start the prayers intending to lengthen them. I then hear a child crying, so I make them shorter, knowing how emotional a child's mother gets." Well, that's the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his purified family, and practically showing us lessons, because sometimes we tell to ourselves, "I want to have a lengthy prayer, I want to have a lengthy salat, and I want to be attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala," when the Messenger is practically showing us how important it is to be merciful towards a child and at the same time to look at the emotions of a woman. It in itself, this behavior in itself has hundreds of lessons for all of us. He also said, "He who strives to serve a widow and a poor person is like the one who strives in the way of Allah." Well, there's more to talk about how Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family, was merciful towards the widows as well. And that we will be discussing in the upcoming sessions, inshallah. Until another episode, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi'ullah, Habib.
يا رسول الله رسول